With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Just 1 week before the deadline for Congress to approve a spending bill to keep the federal government running, Democrats stand to be the leading scapegoat for a possible shutdown. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 38% of likely U.S. voters say that if there is a government shutdown, Democrats in Congress would be most likely to be blamed, while 29% think congressional Republicans would deserve the blame, and 21% believe most of the blame would belong to President Donald Trump. 12% are not sure. The survey of 1,199 U.S. likely voters was conducted on September 21st to the 23rd. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump signing an executive order that puts TikTok in American control.
The executive order allows TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. by shifting China-based control of the video sharing app to American investors. President Trump said he discussed the deal with Chinese President Xi.
We talked about TikTok and he gave us the go-ahead. You know, it's run by American investors and American companies.
Vice President Vance said there was some resistance from China, but that Americans can use TikTok with confidence that their data will be secure. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A program note, Erica Kirk, widow of Turning Point, USA founder Charlie Kirk, will be on national radio Friday. She will be appearing on her late husband Salem Radio Network talk show, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on many of these same stations. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of generals and admirals to a Marine Corps base in Virginia for a meeting next week. That directive does not give a reason for the gathering. SRN News. For women who want to have a baby, leave the pot alone.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S. and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago plans to honor Democratic Senator Dick Durbin despite the powerful politician's support of abortion, and that is stirring controversy. Durbin is set to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. Many pro-life Catholics are absolutely outraged, including Bishop Thomas Paprocki of Springfield. That is Durbin's hometown. This is SRN News. Every living former Fed chair joining in an amicus brief, warning that the Supreme Court against allowing the removal of a board governor.
Former Federal Reserve chairs Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, and Alan Greenspan have signed on to a Supreme Court filing urging the justices to reject President Trump's attempt to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. They join a bipartisan group of former Treasury secretaries and White House officials arguing that allowing her removal would undermine the Fed's independence from day-to-day politics. Trump sought to fire Cook last month after members of the administration accused her of mortgage fraud and brought the case to the Supreme Court after an appeals court allowed Cook to keep her job as her case works through the courts. Jennifer King, Washington.
Texas man executed Thursday, that for killing his girlfriend's 13-month-old daughter in a torturous ordeal. The couple said it was part of an exorcism to expel a demon from the little girl's body. More details at srnnews.com.